to be the girl for him and cross the sea and land for him. Milky skin, my tongue is sound until the ever distant band begins to play. He's my bandit Alexander, always gets me into trouble. But that's another matter. Bandit Alexander, he's my bandit Alexander, always gets me into trouble. But that's another matter. Bandit Alexander, though I walking on needles and pins, my addiction to the worst of him. The low moon helps me sing. I'm his friend,
everybody out there in Winnipeg land. This is 101.5 UMFM. My name is Skippy.
And I'm Chelsea.
And this is What's the Narrative for January 22nd. Can you believe the month of January is almost over? We're almost out of it.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah.
Our narrative for today is collaborations, not compilations, which I almost said again.
Oh, no. Collaborations.
When we started off with a collaboration between Feist and Ron Sexsmith, which you wouldn't have heard because he doesn't appear on the song, but they co-wrote that song together for her on that album,
The Reminder.
Okay, I want to say Remainder again.
No.
There's
Bad, Skippy.
Yeah, the age is catching up to me. Ron Sexsmith would later record that for his album Exit Strategy of the Soul a year later.
And then you would later create a playlist for me.
With that song on it.
That's with that song on it. For
that's why I asked if you recognized it.
I didn't recognize it, no. Nope.
So that there was a collaboration that wasn't, well, wasn't obvious.
It wasn't, yeah.
But it is was still a collaboration. I remember at the time there were articles about Feist and the new album and collaborating with Ron Sexsmith, who she was a fan with and obviously toured with before her explosion from...
Yeah, well, she's collaborated with a lot of artists. Like, I had one song on my playlist before I revised it. Well, I had two, actually. One was Wilco, You and I, where she's she does the backing vocals in the chorus. And then with Grizzly Bear, I had that one on there too. So and there were so many more. Like, she works with a lot of people. I guess she plays well with others.
True. That's what one of my, I don't know why I like that song so much. This, the, I'm not much of a drinker. I've never tried a Brandy Alexander, but I like the way the lyrics roll off. And if you've heard both versions, they're drastically different. Whereas they both sound like the particular artist that's doing them, even though they were written by both those artists.
Right.
So, yeah, that's where I'm starting with my collaborations.
Interesting. Mine is starting on a little bit of a different note. I'm going with...
Tegan and Sarah.
With a fan favorite.
Okay.
I think.
I thought you'd forgotten.
No. I was trying to think of a good descriptor. Everything is awesome. Because everything is awesome when you're part of a team. Well, that's not necessarily true, but I feel like in this instance, it is.
You have to elaborate about why is this a who is this a collaboration with? Tegan and Sarah with...
Well, first of all, Tegan and Sarah, right?
Well, yeah.
They can collaborate together.
True. But
right, but I mean, like, that would be every band. Every band ever is a collaboration. And it's featuring Lonely Island, which is extra fun to me.
From the Lego Movie soundtrack, here is Everything is Awesome.
Everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream. Everything is better when we stick together. Side by side, you and I.
My body in chocolate frosting. 3 years later, I shot the frosting. Smelling like a blossom. Everything is awesome. Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Awesome to win, and it's awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose.
Everything is better when we stick together. Side by side, you and I.
Awesome. How'd it go? Is his voice all high-pitched now?
What? No, of course not.
Of course not.
Jay, the doctors made me into a superhero. I'm so strong. And he made me black.
He's on a lot of medication. We weren't able to do the procedure. Your friend is so large.
But you needed a bigger saw to get through his dingus?
No, his body is so physically massive that we didn't have enough anesthesia on hand. He needs a much larger dose.
Jay, sometimes I can't tell my twin baby girls apart, so I call them both boo-boo.
Oh, wow. So he has no filter whatsoever?
None. I'm going to take you home now, Sarge. Hey, what do you think of Captain Holt?
Oh, he needs to smoke some weed.
Yes! Thank you, Dr. Penis Off.
Nobody without telling me. Sunglasses and Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got cabs still. Think about the girl in all leopard. Who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd? Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. But we probably spend it all because the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive. Alright, alright. Don't judge in the wild. Don't judge in the wild. Don't judge in the wild.
from 2012. 2012's Watch the Throne.
Sorry for my scoff there. There was some people outside taking a selfie. I couldn't hold it back. Sorry.
No, I can't see what you see, so... we were already contentious. I mean, we've gotten a few people who are not really pleased with our selection so far.
A few?
Well, you're not pleased with that one.
Well...
Jay-Z, Kanye, and Frank Ocean. A big collaboration from 2012. I'm not a big Kanye fan, but at the same time, the guy is an artist. And sometimes, you know, you look at...
For
art's sake.
Yeah, no, there's always going to be songs that you like by artists you don't. Like, that's unfortunately a thing, and I hate that. I hate when that happens. I never understood the Kanye following. Like, how he... Like, I'm not doubting... Like, I'm not saying he's not a talented person. He is. It's just the amount of... everything else that comes with it, like the amount of acclaim that he's gotten for something that's kind of like, yeah it's good, you know. Does that make sense?
I guess in a small way. Before that, we had Everything Is Awesome from Tegan and Sarah and Lonely, collaboration between Tegan and Sarah and Lonely,
the Lonely Island.
I want to say Lonely Planet. I'm like, that's not right.
No, it's definitely not.
Which seemed to get our previous show's host Jeff in a tizzy on his drive home, unfortunately. So
yes.
I think we have to rectify that a little bit and get something more up his alley. Just to,
meh.
I don't know, shove it up his alley. Right.
That's sure. Right. whatever you like, Skippy.
I aim to please. Well, collaborations.
I don't. Sorry, Jeff.
The Falcon Lake Incident, collaboration between Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thens, sort of disappeared after its acclaim a few years ago. And it was a... you had something to say?
I remember listening to it when it first came out.
And you forgot it existed?
I didn't forget that it existed, but I just don't remember it.
Exactly.
Well, which I guess is forgetting that it existed, but... Yeah, I remember thinking it was good and then just not listening to it again.
I come back to it every now and then, and this narrative was the perfect reason to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
This is Metal Girls from the Falcon Lake Incident. Jim Bryson, Weaker Thens. Going out there for Jeff. This one's for you, Jeff.
Best foot and I slowly put it out in front of me, 'cause I heard that leaping and never did much good. With all the heavy metal girls that could lift the world the way it seems, and not just over in the next neighborhood, where I heard that they never talked to a bookkeeper's son, who talked and talked but never learned a thing about love. I took my best laid plans and I laid them all out in front of me, knowing my best laid plans never did me much good. With all the heavy metal girls that could lift the world the way it seems, and not just over in the next neighborhood, where I heard that they never talked to a bus driver's son, who talked and talked but never learned a thing about love. Well, you know, some days talking is not enough to break the windows wide open and let us out into the big wide world. We'll break the screen door wide open, let's see if we can go a little on this earth. We'll break the ceilings wide open and let the sun burn the skin of all the heavy metal girls. Ba 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 da da ba, ba 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 da da ba, ba 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 da da ba.
I see what's going on here. In my psych class, I'm learning about this thing called the edible complex. All men have to kill their fathers so they can do something to their mothers. I haven't finished the chapter.
What's that complex called where you're wrong about everything?
Huh, sarcasm from the man with the mother of all daddy issues.
Whoa, double diagnosis. Save some for all those poor real doctors.
I lived in a place called Ofusky, and I had a little girl in a holler tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eyed bee, to hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. My little girlie, will you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free? Nobody can see in our hollow tree, and there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Her mama cut a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. Stung lots worse than a hive of bees, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long ways, still look back to my tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray, saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry I'm late, but my Uber got caught in traffic.
Hello, I'm Uber.
He's my boyfriend.
Oh, of course he is.
Over me. couch. Now gotta be free. I give you power, but now I'm sick. I give you power. I can take it away. I can take it away.
Lovely Mavis Staples. That dropped only a couple days ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
I've Got the Power, a new Arcade Fire track with a collaboration featuring Mavis Staples, one of my favorite singers. She almost made last week's narrative of favorite female singers. We ran out of time, but
you had her on the list.
And then that was like one of my go-to, and it was like, oh, it was next, but we just ran out of time.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we got her in this week. And yeah, that track... yeah, looking forward to a new album from Arcade Fire.
I am always looking forward to a new album from them. Yeah. That song, like, since it came out a few days ago, it's almost on my top 25 most played because I've just kept it on repeat. It's catchy.
Yeah,
it's super catchy. And especially, like, I've been doing lots of packing and stuff, so it's good upbeat to have. Yeah.
Like, the first single from Reflector was like that for me. And that was, like, what, almost 10 minutes, that track?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like, oh, the repetitiveness. Oh, it's just ear candy. I love repetitiveness. You know what I mean.
I hear you.
Before that, we had
Billy Bragg and Wilco
from the first Mermaid album, wasn't?
Yeah,
Mermaid Avenue album,
Volume One, Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key,
and a collaboration of big sort of proportions. I guess they're taking the Guthrie songs or poems and making them the songs. And that track also featured Natalie Merchant in the background.
It did, yes.
10,000 Maniacs.
She sounded very lovely.
I started off the set with something for Jeff.
Jim Bryson and the Weakerthans.
Yeah. You got to go back, listen to that album. I think you would like it.
Well, I did. I did then, so no, I probably would now.
Sometimes the first listen, the first time it's out, you're in one mindset.
Yeah.
When you go back years later to listen to something, either it falls flat because, oh, I don't know why I liked this so much the first time, or it's like, oh, you have a new sense of listening to it. So
I hear you. There's a lot of songs that I hated at first, and then all of a sudden I loved them and they were my favorites. I'm a little fickle like that, I guess.
We're music snobs, right?
Yeah, I hear you. We are.
You're listening to WTN on 101.5 UMFM. My name is Skippy.
And I'm Chelsea.
We're going to do a collaboration set list of a producer that just both came up on our lists.
Yeah, more than once.
Danger Mouse. your collaboration is from an album called Rome with Danielle Lupi and... an arranger composer from Italy, and this album is an inspiration of spaghetti western songs that they collaborated to make. And Danger Mouse is one of those very eccentric. He'll work with
anyone, yeah,
any style. So, and it also features a collaboration with vocalist
Jack White.
It goes well into the collaboration vein.
Most
it's called
certainly.
Two Against One. Danger Mouse, Danielle Lupi, and Jack White.
Make no mistake, I don't do anything for free. I keep my enemies closer than my mirror ever gets to me. And if you think that there is shelter in this attitude, where do you feel the warmth of my gratitude? Another one.
Every song I download has to pass a series of rigorous tests to answer one simple question. Is it a banger? How many beats per minute? How many drops? How dope are the drops? Were any acoustic instruments used? If so, it is not a banger. I once accidentally downloaded a Lumineer song. I had to throw away my whole computer just to be safe.
Jump rope, double dutch, then turn on the mic with a thumb stroke, subtle touch, cuddle clutch. Is this thing on like the flame with Mrs. King Kong this spring gone? Sing a song of slap happy crappiness. He came to blow like it was strapped to his nappy chest. Surely I jest. The best on a wireless mic, not an eye test. Yet I digress. But why stress? Try and remember when maybe bit the tender skinned babysitter Gwendolyn. The type to hit and run and go tell a friend. Word to El Muerto, Cucaracha, exoskeleton. He know, flow like interstellar wind. Toe a rap gin by his toe into hell again. 1-2 check, me too. Loose wreck, see through your gooseneck EQ.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty. La la la. La 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 la.
Hey, if I may interject, rap these days is like a pain up in the neck. Cornier and phonier than a play fight. Take two of these and don't phone me on the late night. The beat won't fail me with more rhymes than times he washes hands and feet daily. And all that kerosene ain't cheap. Villain been deep since the teenage creep peep. He always was a gentleman and kept a pen and a pencil in his mental den. Right there next to where the Rolodex was before it turned up all burnt by his solar plexus. He don't know his own strength when he's on the bonus like the microphone's length and width. Ain't it funky like dingy socks? Feel the full effect off cassette in your Benzie box.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty. La la la.
Excuse racism, but I draw the line at animal cruelty.
You can excuse racism. Destroy upon command.
That is The Flaming Lips with Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse.
Sparkle Horse.
From, the name of the album's escaped me.
Dark Knight of the Soul.
And it's the lead-off track, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, Revenge.
And it sets up an amazing album that ended up being not as amazing as that first track, even though I really liked it.
It's a great, great song. We were listening to it, and I was like, man, I love this song. Right, I chose it. Yeah, that's why I like it so much.
That's finished off our Danger Mouse set, Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse with Flaming Lips. There's a triple collaboration seems to be the theme in
a little bit, yeah.
In this narrative. Before that was also a triple collaborative effort, and Danger Mouse and MF Doom came together as Danger Doom.
Mm-hmm.
That was what they called themselves for an album called The Mouse and the Mask, which was very...
Both of those sound like really great villain names.
Yeah, well, the MF Doom,
Danger Doom's
rapper persona is kind of like off of a Doctor Doom, Marvel villain, sort of. And that album has a lot of guests, clips, and vocals, or I don't know what you call it, from Adult Swim characters that were big, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got Space Ghost, Harvey Birdman, and
love Harvey Birdman.
And most of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force is on that.
Yeah.
So, and I think they used some of these tracks on the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie.
Oh, okay.
So, but they weren't on that particular track. I picked that track as of CeeLo Green.
Mm-hmm.
And Danger Mouse eventually, a year later, put out their first album as Gnarls Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of the pre-Gnarls Barkley on Danger Doom. Yeah, just throwing it out there. That's where my mindset was.
I liked it. It was called Benzie Box.
Yeah.
We didn't say that yet.
Yeah. Doom raps under Danger Mouse's beats.
So. Mm-hmm.
And we had Danger Mouse and who at the beginning?
Danielle Loopy.
Oh, right. With Jack White.
Yes, featuring Jack White.
So that was, I think it was pretty adamant that Danger Mouse was our collaborative favorite producer.
Yeah, definitely.
I had another producer who I had like four or five of his collaborations, and I had to just start narrowing it down, and that was Dan the Automator. And
your namesake.
Yeah, so to speak. Dan the Automator and Prince Paul produced The Handsome Boy Modeling School. There are two albums. And Dan the Automator, I had Deltron 3030. I still have some Dr. Octagon, but I don't know if I'll get to it. We'll see. Part of the Gorillaz. And so I had a lot more from him just because I liked his production and his style. So, but Handsome Boy Modeling School.
That's a mouthful.
Kind of where I singled it out of... him and Prince Paul making fun of just a commentary on being vain, materialistic, self-absorbed, and consumerism. And it's sort of hard to... their concept albums.
I just started watching Black Mirror, and those are pretty much all of the concepts of that television show.
the other one I didn't mention was Lovage, which is sort of him and Mike Patton.
Okay.
And their album of, I don't know, sexy love songs.
Ooh la la.
It's hard to describe.
I haven't heard this.
I think it was going to play Sex on a Train, but... I had to cut it down, and I've been thinking from the second Handsome Boy Modeling School called White People, appropriately.
Woo.
If you don't know, Prince Paul is African American, and Dan the Automator is Asian American. So
naturally, naturally, it had to be called White People.
The album is a collaboration with other vocalists, so it's not just.
Are they all white? Is that why they named it White People?
It could be.
Because everyone they collaborated with was white?
I have to look again.
You should, yeah. That's interesting.
No, it's not. But Mike Patton is on here. Jack Johnson. LP. Yeah. Pharrell. Nope.
No. Okay.
There we go.
Well.
So, yeah, it's I think it's more of the commentary than the...
oh, for sure.
The little skits featuring Tim Meadows from SNL and Father Guido Sarducci. You don't know
anything? I have no idea.
He was...
That's a name, though.
He was on SNL in the late 70s, and he made a few appearances on Married with Children in the 80s.
Okay.
He was the alter ego of a stand-up comic whose name I don't remember. But, yeah, it was just a bad Italian stereotype, essentially.
Of course it was, yeah.
So he's on this album. But I digress. We should get right to it. This is Cat Power on Handsome Boy Modeling School's White People, I've Been Thinking, 101.5.
UMFM.
Thinking about those things you say. I've been thinking about those things we did. I've been thinking about those things you do. I've been thinking about those things you made me do too. Be my boy, be my boy. Boy, I was hypnotized by your fairy eyes. Like a tiger in the dark, you were hungry from the start. Be my boy, be my boy. Be my boy, be my boy. Diamonds, candy pills, $1 million bills. You can try, but you can't buy me, buy me. Diamonds, candy pills, $1 million bills. You can try, but you can't buy me. You can slide, slide, slippity slide, hip hop, and no stop, I'll never be on my knees. You can slide, slide, slippity slide. You can hip hop and don't stop, cause I'll never be on my knees. When I saw you on the street, I just had to look away. You were so sweet, sexy steez, laid back. Relax, street boy, please. Wait a second, it's gonna take a while. Slide, slide, slippity slide. You can hip hop and no stop. I'll never be on my knees. You can slide, slide, slippity slide. You can hip hop and no stop. I'll never be on my knees. I've been thinking about why you act so proud. I've been thinking about what's this shit about. Am I losing control? Am I losing my soul? Just tell me, am I losing you? Boy, diamonds.
candy pills, $1 million bills. You can try, but you can't buy me. You can slide, slide, slippity slide. You can hip hop and no stop, cause I'll never be on my knees. You can slide, slide, slippity slide. You can hip hop and no stop, cause I'll never be on my knees. I've been thinking about losing you.
Father, I'll never forget what you said to me on my first day of school. Comb your hair, you idiot. You look Greek. I'll never know if that was true, but I do know that I was too scared to stand up for myself. Well, I'm not scared of you anymore because you're dead, and I'm not. So, I win. And you can suck it.
Dude just told his dead dad to suck it.
So edible.
You're the worst.
This show may contain explicit content.
Go b- yourself.
So please be advised.
I never want you to be my man. I just need your company. Don't want to get dependent on your time of this.
This is not a script to proofread. I spit some untruth to dumb fools and groupies. Fun to punctuate, pronunciate the funds I make. A monster take, put in your face. Oh, my mistake, you not a floozy, then excuse me. Before I talk my style, introduce me. Get your name and phone number like 1, 2, 3. Y'all know the story, y'all know the commentary. I kick the narrative, this is legendary. The good Samaritan, hood thespian. Like a polygamist with a twist. Will I marry again? Maybe, I guess. I hold a lady interest, I just met. The love scholar, she the teacher's pet. Every other eve we meet and make each other sweat. I feel triumphant, no strings, just a fling to have fun with. I'll be out in London, Camden, hunting for the answers. Why did God take away the homie? I can't stand it, I'm a firm believer that we all meet up in eternity. Just hope the big man show me some courtesy. Why? Cause I'm deemed a heartbreaker like smoke. Girls linger around a player. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I never want you to be my man. I just need it for
is a test. It's affecting my complexion, misdirecting my affection. My concerns are bill collections, the faxes, the taxes, they after me. Chapter 3, my property, my handlers, they dealt with me improperly. I say some things I should probably keep privately. Evaluate the World Bank Trust like I'm IEG. This fly sweet to my bourgeoisie, tall freak. She wouldn't protest with me at Wall Street. She says, no, you're so deep. I said, no, let's go through it. Historically so ruthless, feds came for Joe Lewis. She said, my man, you need to laugh sometime. Classifies me as a boy, I told her I have some wine. You colder than penguin pussy and her dismay. She's thinking that's just so silly to say. But if you really think about it, hussy, see a penguin. He drags his ass on the ground all day. And it's a dragon, it's a buster. You're in tune with just lust. I'm through with you after I crust. So is that humorous enough? The smoke I puff. Tell the car to go to Aura Funky Buddha, Whiskey Mist or Mayfair. I hope I meet Simone love so she can show me love. NYC to UK, I might stay there. Everybody in the club tonight, say yeah. You know how me and Amy are straight players.
That is Miss Amy Winehouse featuring Nuff.
Collaboration from Lioness, Hidden Treasures. Mm-hmm. I think I listened to it when it came out, but I just, it's one of those compilation leftover albums I didn't pay attention to.
You should have. It's really great. I've actually been listening to it all week. The song is Like Smoke. It's really, really, really good. It's kind of funny. So Amy Winehouse has Nas on this album, and then he has a song featuring her on a different album at the same time. Like, they were both released in the same, like...
time frame?
In the same time frame. There we go. But yeah, so I had to choose between one or the other, and that's the one that I went with.
And that does it for our narrative this week. Before that, we had Handsome Boy Modeling School, and... interesting week of collaborations. I think mm-hmm. I had little trouble putting together this playlist. I think we could easily do it again. Maybe narrow it down even a little more.
We could. We could indeed.
But Lyle's up next. Our time is out. Next week, have you decided on something?
I decided last time. It is your...
It's my turn.
Your turn.
And I'm not throwing myself under the bus. I'm going to think about it.
All right.
Check out our Facebook page and we'll see what... next week's narrative is, this is 101.5
UMFM.
Stay classy, boys and girls.
Well, I see by the clock on a wall that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Be good.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
At ease.
Take care.
Stay loose.
Adieu, mon vieux.
À la prochaine.
Goodbye till when we meet again.